What did you like hang your clothes up in?
They had funny little shower closets. And they also had, I guess it's what they used to call clothes presses. Big cupboards that had hooks or rods in them. What is it they call them? There's a French word for it. It's just a big cupboard with doors on the front. I have one back here that they brought down when they came down here from Cincinnati.
Did you, retain any of the furniture from the old house?
Yes, I have two beautiful bookcases. A pair of them that were brought down from Cincinnati, and I believe they must have been brought over from England when the family came from England, because the man that refinished them said, "You never saw wood like that from this country." So they must be English walnut. Then this clothes press I spoke of is not matched grain or anything like that, but it's a beautiful wood. He refinished that for me. And it had been up in the attic for a long time and had dried out pretty badly, but it's a beautiful thing now. Then I have a set of four little chairs, little carved back chairs, which are burl walnut, I believe he said. They couldn't be burl maple. They're too dark for that. But they're lovely, and the back of them has this little swirl in it. You know what burl is? It's that, it had little sort of like little spots in it. You've seen it in maple. None of this furniture like that. But
I think I know what you're talking
about. It has like a little pattern in it.
In the wood itself.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Spots, or what do they call it, burl. Let me see what else. There's one big armchair that's carved back, and then four little straight chairs that I made some pinpoint frames for when Mother had them in the house. And her house, we had to tear her house down because we were afraid it would burn up, and if it did burn up, it would have burned up half of West Palm Beach and with the right wind. So we thought the best thing to do was just have it torn down. Tramps were getting into it, and people were breaking in and going in sleeping there.
Oh, your mother wasn't staying there?
No, Mother was at a nursing home. She was in a nursing home for 4 years before she passed on. She was 94 when she died. But she lived in that house from 93 until about 1960.
Oh, this is the same house that you grew up in then? The same house that you grew up in, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It was built and she went to it as a bride and lived there until she had to go to the nursing home.
Did you give any of the things to Susan? We have some things at our house. I think a butter churn or something. Is that?
Not then. A whole lot more recently, and at the end of the Second World War in the late 30s or 40s, we had a farm out in the Everglades, and we had a Jersey cow out there that we used to get the cream off the milk and make butter and bring it in. That's the churn that Susan's got up there. And I didn't know she'd taken it until her grandmother told me.
Uh-oh, she wasn't supposed to have it.
But no, I told her to get whatever she wanted out there at the warehouse, and I know she'd take care of it. I've got some pictures of us. We used to do that once a week. We'd churn butter, bring it in, and this was during the war. Before the war was over, it was about 1942, I guess.